I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Earlier on The World, we were talking about the Senate report on the CIA's interrogation methods, and we heard from Mark Bowden, the author of Black Hawk Down, who told me this.
I think to some extent, if you're not extracting information from people through interrogation, you really only have electronic surveillance to fall back on.
Yeah, that. Perfect setup for the next installment in our Safe Mode series, hashtag Safe Mode. You know Safe Mode, that option for your computer operating system where you can root out rogue security software or fix bugs. It's a double-edged sword in computer security. And all this week, we're introducing you to young people on the digital front lines to hear how they feel about security. Today, I want to start by telling you about Where the Motherland Begins. That's the title of a spy miniseries, fiction, supposedly, that aired on Russian state TV this fall. The story opens with a hurried flight from Hong Kong to Moscow. There is a skinny American guy. Turns out he's a former NSA contractor, and he's wanted by his government for exposing mass U.S. surveillance around the globe. Oh, and he's wearing glasses. Those glasses. Ladies and gentlemen, meet James Snow. If he reminds you of a certain someone, that's exactly the reaction the actor had who tried out for the part.
When I went to the audition, I was going for a completely different guy. I was to play a much smaller role. I mean, and then I came there. I was like, no, you're gonna go for this. It's like, okay, I got the script, and after I was like, hey, wait, it's Snowden.
My name is Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old.
Hi, my name is Arnas Fedorovicius. I'm 23, and I'm from Vilnius originally, Lithuania.
I've been a systems engineer, systems administrator.
I'm an actor, advisor. And prior to becoming an actor, just before I started acting, I was studying philosophy. And I've been living here in Russia for over a year now. Yeah.
Breaking news out of Russia. National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden has been given 1 year temporary political asylum in Russia. Snowden's reportedly already left the Moscow airport where he's been holed up.
The way I see it, as an actor, you don't definitely have to look alike as the character to play it. And I put on the glasses, I put on the shirt, started looking in the mirror. It's like, hey, I mean, you sort of look something-ish like him. Somewhat hotter version of Snowden, I believe they said. Well, you know, it's nice, but it's just one side of it.
I come from a government family. You know, my grandfather was in the military. My father.
Mainly, I just watched a lot of his interviews, and throughout all these interviews, you get the feeling that he's very confident about everything he says. And he's very, humble. But the way I looked at it is that I wanted to find something that's not on camera. I mean, when you see the interview, of course, the guy's prepared for it and see him a lot more confident about what he's saying. And I felt that he has to be a little more fragile than he was in all the interviews. There's some sort of hand trembling, and I really wanted to, hypothetically feel it inside. That's what I was going for.
How are you?
Как вы, мистер Сноу?
I warned you I'm scared of planes.
Я предупреждал, что очень боюсь самолетов, тем более в ситуации.
And I didn't have any sympathy nor antipathy towards him when I first heard about him. I'm not a judgmental person, so I didn't judge his decision. I don't know. It happened the same with WikiLeaks and all kinds of other whistleblowing stories.
Похоже, вы хорошо подготовились к нашему разговору. Это имеет значение.
The way I see it is that the government surveillance thing is, to me and my friends, maybe we're not right. We watch a lot of conspiracy movies all the time. It's pretty obvious that the information has to be somewhere in a physical place, so that somebody has a way to see it. I mean. Whatever you write on the internet, whatever you send the message, it doesn't just pop into a cloud and disappear. So it's somewhere in a physical place. And somebody has a possibility to see it. So I wasn't really surprised about what he said, because it's something that I was more or less aware of, but not on a maybe government level. It's not about just America tracking somebody. I believe that every major country has a way to do it. It was just the only place we know about now is America.
Now, I've seen little public discussion of Russia's own involvement in the policies of mass surveillance. So I'd like to ask you...
I don't have anything to hide so that I would change my online appearances. So no, it hasn't changed much. Feel free to look at it if you need to, if you have to. You're not going to find anything terrible there.
NSA whistleblower Ed Snowden is on the run. We're learning this morning he never got on that Aeroflot flight. He bought that.
The director didn't give me the glasses. I asked them, could I maybe take these after the shoot? You know, just walk around for a while. Just to see if I get spotted by American agencies? No. No.
Well, he's not a patriot. And he's not...
He thinks he is because he's exposing... And he's not a...
That was actor Arnas Fedorovicius. He spoke to reporter Charles Maines in Moscow. So what is it like to play a character so vilified and celebrated as Edward Snowden? Or, you know, someone just like him? Ask Arnas yourself. He's joining us on our Facebook page starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. Just go to facebook.com/PRI the world.